can put a huge chip out there. So that's why we're just not sure what we're going to do.
I can't see one carrying all that traffic.
Highway 125 carries 7 cars an hour. That's what they average. Hell, that'd be good. One school bus. Unless the kids get home free for the day. Nah, that ferry won't work.
No.
They're going to have to. I'm going to have to do something. Go to the state for emergency funds or to build a new bridge. Or you just, I don't see how you can.
Yeah, we went through this before in this area, and it's really tough to find the funds to do that.
Well, it will be closed, what, 6 months probably, at least?
That I don't know.
I'll guarantee you that if they close that bridge, they'll wish that they had got the funds somehow. Politically, that's not good. I don't see how you possibly could survive that, but maybe I'm wrong.
But I mean, if we don't do anything with it eventually, it will close.
Yes, but that's not an answer.
Is that metal rusting? I mean, is that...
Yeah, I don't know that you can tell me what the deterioration is. I know... I talked with our bridge engineer recently about it. He thinks we might need something to kind of pull it together a little bit longer so we can delay the bigger project, but we just need to look at it more and figure out what the options are. And I mean, we're trying to fix the Big Rock Bridge and the Bull Shoals Bridge, and, yeah. And the thing is between that, those two, it's, you know, 12, 13 million. The cost to if we had to do this over at Table Rock, the cost for new bridge over there was estimated to be $100 million. And we're getting to, with funding projections in 17, well, I haven't seen part of district boundaries what they look like. But, we're talking about statewide having $250 million to spend for the whole state. Because we're getting to the point where we have problems matching federal funds, assuming there aren't any federal funds there, because the federal trust fund for the gas tax is not able to keep up with what was promised to states either, because gas tax revenue is down. That's why I have news. I'm not calling it good news.
Yeah, where's the good news?
We have some good little projects in the step, but long-term funding does not look good right now. But, you know, we'll keep talking with the community about this bridge, and we don't want to close it. We don't want to have to put a burden on the community either. We're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, but we need to take care of the bridge and fix it. But what do you do to address the connectivity issue? And we definitely recognize there's a problem there. It takes some creativity to figure it out.
I wonder, you know, if we as the Transportation Advisory Board, if we could bring any weight to our state legislatures about that bridge. And
we don't have time to do it.
We could, you know, it's our voice, and
if
also...
Haven't hit that rainy day fund.
Yeah.
And if there, the disasters slow down.
I don't know. I think we ought to think about at least a letter, or maybe, I don't know how everybody feels about that, but it's just a suggestion to think about.
If we do a letter, we need to have some kind of a plan. Mm-hmm. If we just say, you know, closing that bridge is really a non-option, that won't go anywhere. But if we say, look, we would like to put this pot of money together, that pot of money together, we'd like that to influence.
To build a new bridge. I'd say build a new bridge.
Well, and of course, I'm big, and you know that because of the Branson situation between Branson and Hollister. When you got multiple choices, then you never face this again. But if you only have a single bridge and we build a new bridge, we'll face it again. Sooner or later, because it's one bridge. One disaster knocks out one bridge. You got two bridges, one goes down, you still have a way. And that's kind of, and even, no, it doesn't matter.
I wonder, Charles, since we're an advisory board, we write a letter, have the county send the letter, and we send a support letter since we're kind of advising the county commission. I don't know what that's a more politically correct way to do it.
But, and then when you build a new bridge right beside the old bridge, and then you just switch traffic over, rehab the old bridge. Now, it may not all happen in one project, but... And I'm going to guarantee if we got to come up with $15 million, it's going to be as hard to come up with 10 as it is 15, I believe. Once we can find somebody that can find a way to get this done, rehabbing the old bridge and doing a new bridge, I really believe that if that's what we got to do. Can this one, you're not an engineer, so it doesn't matter, but it may not be the old iron superstructure that's on it right now.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it could just be new girders and maybe the same piers.
Yeah, I think it's the metal truss to give away.
Yeah.
The replacement.
And the refurbishing of the old one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the new bridge could be easy.
Cable spade or something like cool.
For someone that's coped with pontoon bridges for a long time, they don't work and they don't last. They're really a maintenance 24/7. You have to have people out there maintaining them or they move. They do all kinds of things. Plus, they're really not good for your vehicles when you go across them. It doesn't matter what they tell you. A lot of your cars don't last very long.
Well, any other questions for Frank? I guess there's a report, so we don't need any motion. Just a report. Do you need anything from us, Frank? No other questions? We'll move on to the Branson Racetrack. Spencer, you're ready for your thing?
Well, what we want to do is, you guys have probably heard a little bit of talk about the racetrack, and what we want to do is take this opportunity to kind of present some information about the racetrack, and then two, some of the transportation components that will affect this advisory board. So kind of bring up the speed on that. So I'm Spencer Jones with Great River Associates. I've got Tom Gammon, the director of business development and construction, and then Tom Carter.
Not a very good assistant.
And then Tom Carter is our governmental liaison. Talk about the property is located at Highway 65 and Highway 86, and what the anchor of the facility would be is a 3/4 mile asphalt racetrack. The seating port is planned to be about 65,000 people. We're looking at about, as far as traffic volumes, we're looking at about 2.5 people per vehicle, so we're looking on the magnitude of about 25,000 parking spaces of 25 vehicles moving in and out of the facility, just to kind of give you an impact on the traffic system that exists out there. The site would be constructed with the garage area and paddock area on the infield traditional track. If any of you are familiar with racetracks, this is modeled after the Richmond racetrack as far as 3/4 mile tracks go. Racing surface of about 55 feet wide, looking at multiple banking in the turns. Our goal there with the 3/4 mile track, and then two with the multiple banking curve, is to try to encourage more side-by-side racing, more excitement for the fans, provide a good product out there so we get good reports and good venue for return visitors. And then some of the other components, it'll be 65,000 seat grandstands with luxury suites, as well as a press box for race operations, TV compound, and then a hospitality village for some of the track sponsors. And then vendors would set up in the midway where they typically sell like t-shirts and hats, those types of things. And then along the perimeter, we would also have our ADA parking, which would be the paid parking, and then also VIP parking. And then the majority of the rest of the site or parking would be facilitated with grass parking. So this kind of gives you a little bit of perspective of the overall site. Here's Highway 65. Here's Highway 86. Our first phase of the project is this 800 acres.
In addition to the three-quarter mile asphalt track, we're also talking about a 2.5 mile road course that would be built as a part of the facility as well. Again, a real strong focus on motorsports. We do have a second phase that we'll be looking at in the future. We're looking at it being more of an entertainment type venue, more of a recreational entertainment type venue, with the possibility of maybe some industrial development occurring in that future phase of the project. We're trying to take advantage of the airport that we have, the railroad that also exists and connects to the property and Highway 65. We think that the central location of the project in relation to the rest of the country, centered between the east and west coast, as well as having these three modes of transportation, will encourage industrial development and that recreational visitor component. One of the main emphasis for this too is to complement that existing Taney County grants and tourism market, trying to draw in a younger demographic and provide sustainability for the long term for the entire area. So we think this will be a huge anchor for
what we
the think, whole area.
What we believe about motorsports is that it adds a new dimension to entertainment for Taney County and the Tri-Lakes, really the Tri-Lakes area. So you would have the lakes, you'd have like Silver Dollar City that attracts people to come to the area and the shows, and this would be another component that would make the area far more competitive in the overall tourist market. So with motorsports on a on the road course, we were at a road course event in Barber Motorsports in Alabama, which is close to the Talladega track, in April, and they had 89,000 people there on a three-day event. We feel like that draw, and that's a little different crowd. Also, the road course would add a lot of sports car clubs. These guys own Vets, and there's Corvette clubs, there's Mustang clubs, there's MG clubs, there's Ferrari clubs, and those guys would come in here, and the clubs would come and rent the track for days and stay in the area, so that the road course we see brings a little more affluent customer into the market. And then that's not to discount the Circle Track fans. And we've talked to several sanctioning bodies. We can't discuss specifics, but one of the open wheel bodies, we really thought they would want to race on the road course, and they said, "Oh no, we want to race on this. We want more Circle Tracks." And they're definitely very interested in coming here.
So to kind of continue along those lines, so motorsports are definitely a component of that. So we're talking about stock car racing, the open wheel racing. There'll be provisions for motocross, the BMX bicycles, go-kart racing, drift track racing, and then two, concerts.
If you look at this infield here, the supercross events could be held in that infield, and that's when they do the really wild motocross work.
And then like the car shows and community events, and some of those community events, I guess one thing that I'm trying to address too with this is that with us talking about it being a motorsports facility, there are other components, the community events, concerts. We've talked to the Branson Airport about having the air show there. So we're looking at multiple opportunities for outreach into the community for different programs that don't exist today. So we're looking at motorsports events being occurring about 50% of the time on the site. And then during the other 50%, non-sport, motorsport type events. So with that, we're hoping to be in operations 200 to 250 days out of the year. One of the issues that we know we're dealing with an upcoming planning and zoning issue is the noise concerns about it. So we're being very sensitive to that, and want to make sure that our schedule is properly represented to the public. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to kind of present some of that information to you guys to address any of those misconceptions.
Spencer, how close is natural gas to this project?
Well, I think we're going to be back to College of the Ozarks, so we're going to be all the way back, 8 miles.
All the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as we look at those industrial users, where we're trying to tie that into the race or to the railroad and the highway, we think that we can find the users to help support that extension of the gas main.
Okay.
to the property. And the thing about that is, trying to provide a balance in the community for